Chapter 19. Energy is one of the mysteries at the heart of nature. Even at our present advanced stage of science, we still cannot say exactly what it is, any more than we can see a breeze. But we can feel a breeze and watch its effects as it blows up a swirl of leaves or dust along the way. And we can also watch the effects of energy and see what rules it follows as it shifts from one form to another. We can also describe energy. It is the capacity to do work. An energy output is the type and amount of energy used to get the work done. The muscle power you use to pull on your socks, the blowing wind that moves a flying kite, and the fire that roasts hot dogs at a barbecue are a few examples of energy output. And, as might be expected, the more energy we apply, the more work we can do. 10 farmers working together can plant more seeds in a day than one farmer alone can. Or, the one farmer can multiply his energy by using a planting machine instead of depending only on his muscle power. For countless centuries, people have been tackling the problem of multiplying energy. The history of human success, from humans who lived in the way other animals do, to humans who became masters of nature, lies in the discovery of how to master and use energy. Little by little, humans have piled up a mountain of discoveries, climbing as they went along, each step leading to the next. In fact, inventors and other scientists might almost be a group of mountain climbers, held together by a length of time rather than a length of rope.